Hollywood, we present the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show. Brought to you by Chesterfield, the cigarette that gives you something new, something no other cigarette has. Chesterfield mildness, plus no unpleasant aftertaste. And by Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce our master of ceremonies.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dean Martin. I'd like to thank all the nice folks who've written to us, telling us they enjoyed our first show. We hope we can continue to please all of you. And once again, I'd like to apologize for my partner, Jerry. He should be here now, but he got into a little trouble. I asked him to mail a package for me. Well, when he got to the post office, he saw a sign that read, "Wanted for murder." So he applied for the job. Well, they'll probably let him go as soon as they realize what a mental giant he is. So until he gets here, I'd like to sing a tune that's really in the top 10. With the aid of Dick and his Come to the Stable Orchestra, here's Meandering.
One day I went meandering to find myself a wife, a pretty miss to share my kiss and love me all my life. The lonely bachelor's life I led began to get me down. I bought a ring and everything and went right into town.
I went meandering, looking far and wide for a girl to be my bride. I went meandering.
Far from the old folks at home, I came across a pretty girl who said she loved me so that she would bring her mother with us everywhere we'd go. I was so happy on the day she said she'd be my wife, but when she told me that her ma would live with us for life, I went
meandering, looking far and wide for a girl to be my bride. I went meandering,
far from the old folks at home. I finally found myself a wife, a gal who's sweet and true. When I'm tempted to do something that I shouldn't do, then I remember days when things were not like they are now. I recall when I was just a bachelor and how I went meandering, oh meandering, looking far and wide for a girl to be my bride. I went meandering, meandering, far from the old folks at home.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And now at this time, I'd like to present...
Meandering, meandering.
Hey, I thought I told you never to come out screaming like that.
What do you want from me? This is what the sponsor wants.
The sponsor wants that screaming?
Sure, the sponsor wants me to sing loud and talk loud and yell loud like this. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you all? And right away, all the people have to run out and buy Anacin.
Now that you've said a good word for Anacin, I think you better even up the score with something about Chesterfield.
Oh, that's an easy one. Do you know why I love Chesterfield cigarettes?
Well, no, Mr. Bones. Why do you love Chesterfield cigarettes?
A, B, C. A, always milder. B, better tasting. C, cash.
Ladies and gentlemen, I must apologize for my partner.
Now he's apologizing for me. Mother was right. She said this could only end in grief. I've thrown away the best years of my life.
Oh, come, Jerry, no. Don't cry. We're still partners. You know I love you.
I hate myself for needing you so much.
Oh, don't feel that way, Jerry. Why, deep inside, you're like a brother to me. I admire you. I respect you. I love you.
Shall we pick out the furniture?
out here. Let's get serious for a minute. I just got a letter from a lady in Brooklyn. She's the president of the Dean Martin fan club there, and I was thinking maybe we ought to have her on the show.
Gee, Dean, that sounds swell. Why don't we put her on a show now?
But Jerry, she isn't here.
Gosh, I could be a lady from Brooklyn.
All right. Folks, I'd like you to meet our first guest. She's president of the Dean Martin fan club of Brooklyn. Here she is, Zelda Click. How are you, Mrs. Click?
That's Click.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's quite a right. And to tell you the truth... Well, to tell you the truth, Mr. Martin, when I heard I was coming here, I got so excited. I guess it's because I'm finally meeting you in the flesh. Mr. Martin, I must tell you that when you sing, we girls go positively insane. I swear, last night we were playing your records and Sadie Schultz nearly dashed her brains out on the phonygram.
You have many of my records?
Well, we got a bargain. 400 of your records for 66 cents.
Now, how come so cheap?
They forgot to put the hole in the middle.
Oh.
Forgot to put the hole in the middle.
Oh, I'm a sick girl.
Tell me, Mrs.
You forgot my name already.
You're Zelda Glick.
No, you're Zelda Glick.
Tell me, do you ever have mass meetings where all the fan clubs get together?
Of course. Why, only yesterday afternoon we had a meeting with Kirk Douglas Club and the Tony Curtis Club.
That's all?
Well, the Milton Berle Club was supposed to be there, but she was sick.
Oh. Well, what do you do at these meetings?
Well, that's why I'm here now, Mr. Martin. At the last meeting, we passed a revolution that Zelda Click is the committee of one to go see Dean Martin and get an autographed picture for the clubhouse wall.
You know, by a strange coincidence, I have one right here. Would you like it autographed?
Well, if you don't mind, some of the girls don't care much for that picture.
What's wrong with it?
You won't think we're being too sentimental?
No.
Well... We like one where you still have your old nose.
I had it fixed. It used to be over here.
I just don't understand it. You must be crazy or something. Seriously, are you crazy or something?
I'm not crazy. You got me mixed up with my partner.
How dare you? How dare you?
Talking about that sweet child. Disgusting the way you pick on that poor boy. Why, he positively adores you. You can just look into the kid's eyes and see the admiration from his pupil. And you, all the time, you pick on him like
all
that.
All right, Zelda, just...
He's so sweet. The way he makes that little face and says, "Hi-ho, that's wealthy." You treat him like he was dirt,
but
devil will get his due. Believe you
and
me, you'll never forget one thing, that on your way up, the people down are coming that are on the ladder. And a rolling stone gathers. No more. Keep those things in mind, Mr. Martin.
Will you listen to me?
Because you certainly have no basis for anyone to know any superficial feelings on the part of anyone who isn't physically inclined.
Just listen.
What is it?
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, no, you get out. All right, everybody, it's time to sound off for Chesterfield.
Sound off, sound off,
sound off for Chesterfield.
From Maine to California, smokers are changing every day. All over America, there's a swing to Chesterfield with this great new thing. Mildness plus,
no aftertaste.
Mildness plus,
no aftertaste. No unpleasant aftertaste
in Chesterfield.
That's right.
Science discovered what you can prove. You better get into the smoking groove. For Chesterfield now sets the pace with no unpleasant aftertaste. Chesterfield.
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 Chesterfield. Milder, 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 milder.
Chesterfield.
That's right.
The best cigarette for you.
That's right.
The best cigarette for you.
That's right.
So here's what we want you to do.
Right now.
Yes, here's what we want you to do.
Right now.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield. Try a pack of Chesterfields.
Do it.
Today.
You know, I'd like a dime for every time I used a line to lighten the sentence when I was late for dinner, but whoever thought that here tonight I'd be singing I Ran All the Way Home.
I ran all the way home just to tell you that I'm sorry. I really didn't mean to be so mean to you. I ran all the way home just to hold you in my arms, dear. I always want you near to me, 'cause I love you. The moment I close the door behind me and I heard you cry, I knew, I acted blindly, that I couldn't say goodbye. I ran all the way home just to beg you to forgive me. I want your love to be my own, just mine alone. The moment I close the door behind me and I heard you cry, I knew, I acted blindly, that I couldn't say goodbye. I ran all the way home just to beg you to forgive me. I want your love to be my own, just mine alone.
You know, last week a certain music publisher pushed me into a corner and said he had a great song for me to sing. Only I needed the girl to sing it with me. Well, the guy was right. The song was good, and here to lend a helping vocal cord is the wonderful Carol Richards. Look at the people we got.
Isn't that wonderful? We're really packing them in. Hey, look at that old fella in the first row. Wonder what's the matter with him.
Why?
Well, he's been here for 8 shows.
Well, I'm wearing his shoes.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
We sang love's refrain.
Dean, you were the king of them all.
Danced the whole night through.
And I was the belle of the ball.
Strolling lovers' lane.
Weren't my dresses a scream?
We'd harmonize and doodly-doodly-doo. Give me that old soft shoe. I said that old soft shoe.
A one,
a two, a doodly-doodly-doo. Play me that old soft shoe and nothing else will do. It reminds me of the only love I ever knew. That old,
not the new.
And of the hard.
But the soft shoe.
Soft shoe.
Well, thanks for joining me in the song, Carol. I'll see you later in the show. In the meantime, let's both listen to Jimmy Wallington.
Thanks, Dean. If you would like to know a quick, easy way to ease the pain of a headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, then by all means, try Anacin. Your own dentist or physician may at one time or another have handed you an envelope containing Anacin tablets. Then you already know how incredibly fast and effectively Anacin brings relief. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients. For your own sake, try Anacin. Anacin is sold to you on this guarantee. If the first few tablets do not give you all the relief you want as fast as you want it, you may return the unused portion and your money will be refunded. You can get Anacin tablets at any drug counter. Anacin comes in handy boxes of 12 and 30 tablets. And economical family-sized bottles of 50 and 100.
Well, it comes a time in the evening's festivities when we bring on our guest. And tonight, Jerry and I are happy to play host to one of the screen's most famous bad men. In pictures, we call them heavies. Well, here's a heavy with a real light heart. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. George Rapp. Hi, Joy. It's good to have you here.
Hello, Dean, and it's good to be here.
Hey, Dean, what do you say?
Who's he?
Why, Jerry, this is George Rapp.
How do you like that? Last week we had a streetcar named Max, and now we got a Rapp named George. Oh, I wish I was dead.
Look, Skinny, I don't like people making cracks about me.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do about it?
I'll have the boys take you. I'll have the boys take you for a ride and see that you're dumped in the river, see? You're a deadbeat. A stoolie. A fink.
Dean, he likes me.
Well, sure he does, Jer. He was just acting like those parts he plays in pictures.
Oh, he's one of them picture fellers. Hey, George, come here. Is that Margaret O'Brien a midget?
Oh, Jerry.
Say, I've seen you boys in pictures, too. Matter of fact, just the other night I saw That's My Boy. You know, Jerry, I wish I could have played the part of your father.
You play my father?
Yeah.
Well, seriously, Jerry, I bet George would have done a great job in that picture.
Yeah, that's right. Of course, they would have changed the story a little, but I can just see it now.
And now, Anacin and Chesterfield Cigarettes present Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, and George Raft in the George Raft version of That's My Boy. Our scene is the hideout of that notorious underworld figure, Big Joe Jackson. We find Big Joe presiding over a meeting of the nation's toughest criminal gang, Mayhem Incorporated.
All right, boys. We meet at the warehouse at midnight. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All against, say nay.
Nay.
Decision unanimous. Steve.
Yeah, boss.
I want to talk to you. Did you ever know I have a son?
Not me, boss. I never knew you had a kid.
Matter of fact, I had two. But I only got one left.
What'd the other one do, fly away? Where's the other one?
You know what they say, spare the rod and spoil the child. Well, I didn't spare the rod.
So what? That's good for kids.
Yeah, but this rod was loaded.
Look, boss, I can't hang around and talk about your family. I gotta get to the bank before it opens.
Well, No, you stick around. My kid is on his way over, and I want you to meet him. He's been at school. I haven't seen him in 10 years. I can just picture him now. Big. Tough. Ruthless. A killer, just like his old man. Someone's coming.
I'll cover the door.
Can you tell who it is?
I can't even tell what it is.
Said the birdie to the wheel. Hi, fellas. Say, where can I find...
Here, I'm afraid I'll have to ask you to drop those pistols.
Come here, you. I said come here.
You're gonna hit me.
You better frisk him, Steve.
Okay, boss. Let me feel your hip, kid.
Here, I don't even know you.
Besides, if you get fresh, nasty, or raucous, I'm gonna have to tell Big Joe.
Why, I'm Big Joe.
You're Big Joe?
Yeah.
Well, I'm Small Junior. Dad, don't you know me?
No, this can't be. When I sent you to school, you were like me. Now look at you.
Well, just look at me. Aren't I a doll?
Oh, no, no.
What is it, Dad? Gas?
All right, I've had enough. Junior, you get this. And get it straight. I'm gonna make a man out of you. You're joining my gang in the morning.
But, Dad, I can't join your gang. You're a crook. You smash faces and you break bones. And torture and murder and slit throats and the blood drips and the eyeball dangles and... Oh, I'm gonna be sick.
What's cooking, boys?
Hey, Molly, come here. I bet you can talk some sense into him. Why don't you try?
I wonder what they're planning.
Okay, Joe, just leave it to little Molly. Come here, cutie. Molly wants to talk to you.
Oh, no, stand back, woman. Hold your ground.
Oh, come on, Junior. How about a little kiss?
Oh, no, now you're taking advantage, lady.
Come on, Junior.
Oh, well, you can put your arms around me, but don't kiss me. I don't care if you hug me and everything, but don't kiss me. You can tickle my neck and run through my hair barefoot, but don't kiss me.
Junior, how is that?
I like it. I like it.
Well, see, boss, what to tell you? He'll do anything now.
Well, what do you say, kid? You ready to play ball?
Well, I don't have my spike shoes with me. But I'll tell you one thing, I can't play good ball. I was playing in a series in 24. I'll never forget that either.
Junior.
I was two men on, and McDagan Junior. Was up. It was 3-2. And I'll never Junior. Forget that the guy...
Gee, boss, you shot your own son!
I lost my head. Junior, are you all right?
This is it, Dad. It's Crichton's. I didn't want to die, but before I go, there's just one favor. One thing, just one thing you gotta do for me.
What is it, son? Anything. I'll do anything.
Scratch my back. The bullet hole itches.
Well, you know, it's pretty tough to forget a song, especially when the love bug is involved. About 10 years ago, I was working with a band in Cleveland, and there was a gal singer on the band, too. I would ask her to go dancing on our night off, but no soap. Finally, one night, I asked her if she would please listen to a song I was going to sing just for her. Well, I sang the number, and when I was through, she asked me to sit down. Well, I thought that was it, and I really felt like the conquering hero. We sat there for about 5 minutes just talking. But then she told me she was married to the drummer in the band. Well, the three of us became real good friends, and we still are, but
I'll never forget the song I sang for it.
I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why I just do. I don't know why you thrill me like you do. I don't know why you just do. You never seem to want my romance. The only time you hold me is when we're dancing. I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why I just do.
Reminisce too. I'll never forget. It was the spring of 26, and I sang cigars and whiskey and wild, wild women will drive you crazy.
Take it easy, boy.
Well, what's the matter, fellas? Anything wrong?
Oh, it's nothing, George. Jerry was reminiscing, that's all.
Oh, well, I just thought I'd like to say goodnight.
Well, goodnight, George, and next time you're around this way, pay us a call, huh?
I sure will, Dean. Good night, fellas.
Good night, George.
Well, folks, if the old bridge game doesn't start until after showtime again next week, tune us in, won't you? Until then, this is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis saying good night, everybody. And don't forget, we appear on radio through the courtesy of Hal Wallace Productions, producers of Peking Express.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
From Hollywood, you have just heard transcribed the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show, written by Ed Simmons and Norman Lear. Produced and directed by Dick Beck, with music under the direction of Dick Stabile, and George Raft appeared on our show because he's nice. All brought to you by Chesterfield, which brings you the greatest lineup of talent in radio and television history. Fred Allen, Arthur Godfrey, Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, Jerry Lester, Perry Como, and Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. And by Anacin, for fast relief from the pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia.